welcome to the Twins Mummy and I podcast. My name is Carla and I am mummy to 11-month-old twin girls Isla and Aria. Join us on our twin adventure as I explore a range of topics around maternal well-being and motherhood. Hello everybody and welcome to the fifth episode of the Twins Mummy and I podcast. If you've just stumbled upon this podcast, my name is Carla and I work as a TV journalist, but now I am a stay-at-home mum to 11-month-old twin girls. If you're interested in topics such as perinatal mental health, maternal well-being, and what life is really like for a first-time twin mum, then this is the place for you. You are very welcome. You can also check out our twin adventure on Instagram at twinsmummyni. This week, the Twins Mummy and I podcast was on the road. We attended a local multiple parents meetup that I organise once a month here in Northern Ireland. A lot of you responded to my recent Instagram post where I had asked if there were any topics that you would like me to discuss on the podcast. This podcast is for you, and I like to open up the narrative to have a chat about things that matter to you. I heard you, and I decided to take your questions and put them to some of the twin mums who attended the recent multiple parents meetup. Each month, mums and dads of multiples come together to share our stories of parenthood. We stick our walking shoes on and head out the door with our double and triple prams to enjoy some fresh air. We also enjoy a little cup of coffee and chat afterwards. I love organising these events. It's a wonderful opportunity just to get out and about and to meet other multiples families who are also navigating the same chapter in their lives too. Well, last week we were supposed to meet for a walk, but the stormy weather unfortunately changed our location. However, it didn't dampen our spirits as we spent some time together indoors at a local coffee shop to share our experience of twin family life. So why not grab yourself a little cup of coffee and join us as I introduce you to some of the inspirational mums who attended the meetup.
I'm Adele and I am mum to four girls. Tierna is five, Leisha is four, and then the twins Orla and Anya are now almost 8 months.
They're lovely names too. So 8 months into twin motherhood, how's it going?
It's going really good. Yeah, I've like adapted really well. Obviously I had the two girls before, which was a big help. Just I think you feel a lot more relaxed having went through. I would say that the biggest shock for me was the first baby and dealing with that. And then by the time these two came along, I feel like life has just been so busy that you just have to get on with things and everything just slips into place. So for me, it's been a really positive experience.
We're out and about at one of the meetups today and you're here by yourself with the twins and one of your other daughters as well. What's it like getting out and about by yourself?
It is tough. It is busy. You have to be organised. Especially, see, for getting everyone to school in the mornings, it's night before getting the bags ready, having everything thought out and planned ahead. And yeah, that's probably the hardest bit, having to run in and out to the car with car seats and bags and coats. You do a lot of that in and out, but you do get used to it and you do get better at it.
If there was any twin mums out there who are a wee bit afraid to get out and about, what advice would you give to them just to boost their confidence?
You just really have to do it. At the start, I know it can be scary, but I think once you get out, you feel better for it. It's nice being out and meeting other people. You know, the twins are going to cry and you just have to accept that that's going to happen. It happens with everybody and there's nothing you can do about it, but the fear should put you off.
It's lovely to be here today because we're meeting up with lots of other twin mums. Nice to know that everybody's in the same boat. Do you have much of a routine at home with all four children, I suppose?
With having the four, I just feel like life in general is so busy. So like every morning it's up, get of one at play school, one in primary one. You get them off to school, home fed, get back and lift them. I'm also probably a bit different circumstance from a lot of others in that I run a small business.
Tell us about that. What's that like, balancing the two?
It's been tough. I felt probably more from myself than anyone else, but I felt a lot of pressure to be back to work. So from a very early stage, I was sort of tapping in, not back in the office as such, but definitely tapping into things, taking phone calls, taking a Teams meeting with two twins sitting beside you, the other two at school. And just praying that they would be quiet for that half hour. So, that has been challenging.
Tell us what your business is.
I work for McGurk Architects, so it's a small architecture firm based in Mid-Ulster. Mm-hmm. So we've, I think there's about 10 employees at the minute, mm-hmm. and we sort of do projects all across Northern Ireland, a few in the south as well. Everything from like one-off houses to larger housing developments, tourism projects, community projects. So it's a really interesting job. So
good on you, you're very busy. And I suppose the last question I'll ask you, what do you really love about being a twin mum?
It just feels very special. At the start, when we found out we were expecting twins, it was a huge shock, having already had the other two girls and found out there was two. Like, that was massive shock. But now that they're here, you really just feel so privileged and so blessed. Like, they're so special. I would say every night I go and you just look at them and you're like, I can't believe that they're mine.
We're just looking at them here, they were sitting up nice and cozy, had two big high chairs earlier, get their spoon feeding, they're two happy ladies. Listen, thank you so much for your time, Adele.
Thank you.
I'm Penny. I've got twin boys. They're 5 months old now. They came 10 weeks early. Yes, it was quite a journey for us, but no, they're absolute miracles and they're thriving, they're doing so well now.
Were you up in Antrim at the twins clinic, like ourselves?
Yes, so we were in the Ulster and with Antrim, so between them both, but whenever the boys came early, we actually ended up in Dublin to give birth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because they didn't have any neonatal beds up here, anywhere in the north, anywhere. I think they had one bed in Craigavon. Yeah, so we got rushed down to Dublin.
That was a big start for the boys in their life.
Yes, I know. So we were down in Dublin for 10 days.
Wow.
Yeah, and then we came up to the Ulster for about 4 weeks, mm-hmm. and then ended our journey in Antrim.
Oh, wow.
Gosh, you've been round the houses.
I know, yeah, they're well-travelled boys.
And so how's twin mum life going for you?
Yeah, do you know what? I find it... they have each other, and I think the key with twins is routine. That's what I found has worked for me, definitely. You catch them before they catch you, pretty much. I do find that the hospital actually did help them, so I do find I've been lucky that way, because they were sort of left in their cots. They had to amuse themselves, they had to settle themselves, so I do thank the hospital for that, in a sense. And we just kept them in their sort of hospital routine whenever we got home. For about 4 weeks, until they started telling me that maybe they could go a bit longer and stuff. So we just keep routine, and I just find that helps for us, not so much during the day with sleep and stuff, but definitely with feeding, because a fed baby's a happy baby, I think.
Yeah. How's the feeding going for you?
Yeah, they're greedy boys. They take a lot of food. They're a 4-hourly during the day with foods, ish, pretty much. And then they go from about 11 till 7 over through the night. So doing really well. They're fast eaters. It's big burpers. So they're thriving. They're taking their food really well. And
what was it like getting out and about with twins? We're at the meetup today. Like, how do you find that?
Yes, I think you have to get out. I think that'd be definitely some advice there. I think the longer you wait, the harder it's going to be. And I just tell myself to be somewhere half an hour early. I know it's not easy, obviously, because, you know, you might end up with a punami before you end up going out, or they're throwing up or something like that. So they're unpredictable, but I can't rush. If I rush, then I get stressed. So I just find if I plan to be somewhere half an hour early, then I find it definitely less stressful. And you just get some twin mum muscles, I think, just carrying them around everywhere.
Very good. That's a good one, actually. If there are some mums at home who are maybe feeling a wee bit nervous about getting out and about, what advice would you give to them?
Just get out, definitely. And what I found is I just gathered people around me. So I got my mum, or I got a friend, and I said to them, I was like, can you just spend the day with me? And I just went to Asda shopping, or just went for a walk, just to practice getting them in and out of the car. You know, I didn't want my mum to help me, I just wanted her to be there, just for support, really. And I was like, I was even in the house, practicing putting the pram up and down, just to make me then feel more confident when I did get out. Because my husband is a fabulous dad, but he works a lot, and I didn't want to be stuck in the house all day. So I was like, no, just get out for a walk, go for a walk, and definitely go to mummy meetups. Go to baby classes, because it forces you to get out at a certain time then as well, so that you have to get out. Whereas if you've not got anything planned for the day, I did find that you could be like, oh, just stay in. Actually, it's easier.
That's such great advice. Like, how's the sleeping going for you?
Do you know what? Touch wood, they're good. At the start, again, we were routine. So we were 12, 3, 6, 9. 12, 3, 6, 9. So we were just waking up regularly and waking them up. But then as you know, it gets too much for you. You need your sleep. It's just judging it. The hospital would have gave me a lot of maths to do in terms of like feeding and stuff like that. So that was good. So I just worked out how much they would need to be fed throughout the day to make sure they had enough calories to go through the night. And I did find in the end, they were actually just waking up from habit. So just putting the dummy in, about, you know, just constantly doing it. And eventually they, you know, they would settle themselves and we got going through the night. I don't think they're quite ready to go like 8 till 8, 7 till 7. But I do find they go from like 11 till 7. And you know what? That's when I sleep, so that's fine. So they're doing well at the moment. Not every night, obviously. You know, we're still going to wake up. We're starting to teethe now, so.
You have such a great attitude. Good for you. Last week in the podcast, we were talking about self-care and motherhood. Do you ever get time to have some self-care yourself?
Yeah. Well, I've got a great dad for them, you know. So he's fantastic. And so I'm lucky I have that support. But I find getting to the baby groups is self-care for me. Like, we go to, like, a baby yoga, baby massage. And I think that that is a bit of time for you anyway, because all the other mums help you. They support you. So I find that that is my time.
I love to hear that. What do you really love about being a twin mum?
Oh, I just think it's the best thing in the world. We didn't think we could have babies. Yeah, so we were IVF, and so to me, they're just miracles. They're just, do you know what I mean? So they're just my boys. I always thought I'd be a boy mum. and I think it's the best thing in the world, and they have each other as well, and I think that that's so nice with twins.
I'm Stacey, a first-time mummy to beautiful twin boys, Ruben and Rhett. They're almost 7 months old. Having the boys is definitely a blessing. I couldn't imagine my life without them now. They were a big change to our life. as you can imagine, we liked our holidays and stuff, but we wouldn't change it. Wouldn't change it in any way. Not every day is easy with the boys. Some days are easier than others. It can be stressful, it can be tough. You have both boys that want your attention and your love at the same time. But somehow we always manage to to do it. My advice to other mummies would be to accept all help and support that you can get. If someone is offering to come and help you, make you tea, make you something, to even just help you with your babies, accept it, because it isn't easy. And you always need that time. Or if someone is offering to take them to give you time by yourself, take it, because you need that time too. Always trust your mother's instinct. If you feel like there's something not right, just go with it, because you're usually right. And enjoy every single minute with your babies, because it goes by so fast.
What are some of your favourite things about being a twin mum?
Oh, that bond that they have, that way that they look at you and look at each other, them holding hands and interacting with each other. Now they're spoon feeding at this stage.
Tell us a little bit about that. How's that going?
It's going amazing now. Nearly everything and anything. They're still on the period stage at the minute, but they will eat like the little crisps and stuff in their hands. They watch everything that you eat.
Whenever you started the weaning journey, was it hard? Like, were you nervous in the beginning? I know I was.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I was very nervous in the beginning. The jars and stuff are good because they are like from 4 months plus. They are so pureed. We're at that stage now. We aren't really using the jars. I'm trying to give them whatever we're having. Yeah. But we're getting there. We are getting there with that.
We're at the meetup today. You're here by yourself with the twins. What's it like getting out and about by yourself?
It can be difficult sometimes when you have to be somewhere for a specific time. That can be stressful. It can be stressful for you. It can be stressful for the babies. Just trying to get out and get ready. It takes a lot of preparation. trying to get everything all packed and everybody out. But if you know you have to be somewhere for a certain time, just being organised. And getting go, obviously not everything goes to plan. You can be late for things, like that's normal, that's what happens when you're a mummy of twins or triplet. But no, just being organized is a big thing whenever it comes to having multiples. Definitely.
You're very good. Like, I saw you inside and you were feeding the boys by yourself with the two bottles on the go. Like, that is exceptional. Good on you.
We've only started that this week, sort of just propping and letting them tear away, because they are holding the bobos and stuff by themselves, but they're nearly just too heavy because of the amount of ounces that they're still drinking.
So, like, what works for you? Do you put them in the pram and then feed them with the bottle that way when you're out and about? Is that that works for you? Yeah.
Normally, if they're in the pram, I just sort of prop the bottles up. But yeah, or sometimes they don't want that. Sometimes they do just want that wee hug and a bobo at the same time. And it's just known when that's going to work and when it's not going to work.
If there are other mums out there who are new to twin motherhood or multiple motherhood, who maybe are finding the transition a wee bit difficult, or they maybe feel lonely, is there any advice you would give to them to just sort of keep going?
It will get easier. it will get easier. It is a struggle at the start. You have two babies who are dependent on you so much, and it doesn't matter how much support you have, because you as a mummy want to do everything yourself. I know that myself. Like, I have so much support, and I have so many people that would say, just give me a shout, I'll help. And to me, I'm like, but that's my job. I should be doing that. And it's getting over that I need to let that go and let other people come in and help. Just take the support that people are offering. It can be lonely. You do feel so alone sometimes.
Yeah, but I was exactly the same.
Yeah. Everything will be okay. Just sort of getting yourself out and about. Mm-hmm. Like, as hard as it is with two, getting yourself out to like mums and tots groups, or like baby massage or something like that, or even just going to walk. Yeah. Just getting out to share your own head. Yeah. It just, all that helps.
Brilliant. Well, it was great to see you today. So thank you so much for yourself and bringing the boys with you today. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having us.
My name's Amy. I am a twin mom to a boy and a girl, Archie and Lila. My partner Paul. I am absolutely loving mummy life. I was IVF, so having twins and a boy and a girl was definitely, you know, we're very, very lucky how it all planned out for us. You know, we definitely had a bit of a long journey to get here, but absolutely loving mum life. Love being a twin mum. You know, my sister has twins, so seeing her as a twin mum, you know, it was looking up to her. It's like nice to sort of be together in this journey of being twin parents. But yeah, absolutely loving it. Loving mum life.
Lovely. And you were up here at the twins clinic in Antrim as well, isn't that right?
Yes, I was. Yeah. Dr. Donald, yeah.
Yeah, a good experience there.
Amazing experience. I can honestly, he was unbelievable. I had really bad pregnancy anxiety, and he just gave me the right words, the right advice, just to make me calm, you know. So yeah, I was definitely looked after up there.
We're up here today. We're standing outside a coffee shop in Antrim. I've decided to take the meetups inside today because the weather's not very good. It's lovely just to get out and about and to meet other twin parents as well.
Oh, definitely. Like, the amount of twin parents there is out there, even when I just go out about in the shops, people come up to me and like, I'm a twin, I have twins. Like, you know, before I even became a twin mom, I didn't realise you never saw twins. And I, you know, the amount of people here today as well, like, super parents.
No, it is. It's lovely to see you as well. What do you love about being a twin mom?
Definitely the thing I love most is I love being busy. I am just a busy person, do you know what I mean? And the routine of it all, and I just love seeing the special bond that they have, even from the minute they're born, you know, sleeping beside each other head by head. I just think it's so special to see such a nice relationship in your children. You know, I grew up with my brother and sister, and we were all brought up, or we're close in age, and we all had that nice bond, and the fact that I'm going to have that with my twin children is just special to watch.
That's so special. If there was any mums out there today listening who maybe feel nervous or lonely, or they're trying to sort of adjust to new life as a mum, what advice would you give to them?
Definitely be kind to yourself. You know, if they do have a bad day, own it, look for support. You know, don't try to hide your struggles. Definitely have a cry. You know, just let it out, let your emotions out, listen to your emotions. But yeah, like, you do all have good days, bad days, like every other parent will understand. But, you know, just, yeah, be kind to yourself.
Thank you very much, Tia. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Not at all.
Hi, I'm Leona, and I'm a twin mum too. I have two wee twin boys, Arthur and Luke. Thanks very much for inviting me to be part of the podcast. That was great. Doing the twin meetup, I think it's very important that we have a community, that we can support each other, and the fact that we are all going through the same thing, it makes us feel less alone at times. So that was great. I suppose to answer your questions about what's the things I love about being a twin mum? I suppose the biggest one for myself would be just looking at them. Sometimes I just see them sitting on the floor or playing. I just look at them and I think, just a wee miracle. Both of them sitting there playing with each other. It's just lovely to look at them and think that, you know, they're here and they're well and healthy, and the wee giggles off them. It's definitely one of my favourite things I love throughout the day. One of my other favourite things would be lazy mornings with them, particularly on Saturdays when their dad is off work, and you just get to slow down a wee bit, and you know, we have cuddles and play, and there's no rush to get up or get out or get things done. You just sort of enjoy the moment, because everybody tells me it goes by so quickly. So trying to just hold on to them wee moments as long as we can. And yeah, having double cuddles is brilliant. And then the other question that you had mentioned about making time for ourselves, and you know, it is very important. Particularly, I remember the first couple of months, it was very rough. You know, doing two of everything, and you know, learning how to do everything one-handed. It was a challenge, and you know, getting by them couple of months. I suppose the thing that kept me sane sometimes was just going upstairs and having a bath. You know, if I got one every few weeks. And my husband just looked after the boys downstairs. It was very important. Now that they're a wee bit bigger, it is a wee bit easier because they can entertain themselves a wee bit, so that's great. And it makes it a wee bit easier just to have a wee bit more time to myself, particularly now that I'm figuring out their nap schedule. It's really only happened probably since it became about 5 months. Before that, they sort of slept whenever they wanted, whereas now it is keeping them to a schedule is very important for me, and it does give me a wee bit of time to get a few wee things done around the house. But then I also try to maybe take at least a half an hour a day to myself, where I maybe just sit down, have a cup of tea and watch something or be on my phone, and it just helps unwind a wee bit, because it's very important to take some time just to recharge your batteries. So yeah, getting them into their nap schedule now is very good. I actually found this app called Napper, and you put the baby's details into it, and it's sort of, it'll estimate that, oh, Luke is getting tired and he needs to go down for a nap soon. And that way I don't have to try to remember everything in my head, you know, because trying to remember when one woke up and one fed and then the other one, I get muddled up sometimes. So that app definitely has really helped me. And also I've realized that I can't force them into the other one's schedule, because I've noticed the last few weeks that Arthur, he's very tired wee baby, you know, like he can maybe only last an hour and a half off a wake window sometimes, whereas Luke, it's a wee bit more hyper and a bit more energy, so he can go for maybe in half an hour longer than his brother. So I found that if I get Luke out of bed a half an hour earlier before Arthur, their naps sort of line up the rest of the day. Or if everything goes haywire during the day and they're all over the place, I will put them in their pram, or I'll put them in the car and we'll just maybe go for a wee 30-minute walk or drive, and they'll have a wee snooze, and that sort of aligns them then for the rest of the day. It is a lot more difficult whenever you're putting one baby down and then another one's waking up and you never get a minute to yourself all day. So that would be my biggest tip, is just try to keep them in the same nap schedule if you can. Any other tips? Carve out some time for yourself. You know, if you do have a partner or family that can maybe, you know, take the twins sometime, even if it's only for an hour once a month, and you just put that in the calendar that, you know, you are going to go out, you know, even go get your hair done. That's what I do sometimes, just the odd time I'll say, okay, I'm going to go get my hair done, and once my husband or my mum will look after the boys for an hour. And it's really good because you have to try to hold on to a wee bit of your own identity as well. It's very easy to sort of lose yourself completely, which I think I did at the start, and it wasn't great emotionally speaking. But yeah, you have to make a wee bit of time for yourself, even if it is only 5 minutes some days. Really helps to recharge your batteries.
That's it for this week's episode. A big thank you to Adele, Penny, Stacey, Amy, and Leona, who shared their inspirational stories about twin motherhood. thank you for your company today. I will join you next time for a chat on the Twins Mommy and I podcast. In the meantime, take care and remember, there is always hope.